Welcome to CodyCast. This is Cody Allen's podcast.
Lily Rose is her name, newcomer on the scene. Villain is her latest song, and of course the EP also out, Overnight Sensation. But as you're going to hear, she's not an overnight sensation. Took her a little while to get to where she is. In fact, she struggled for a long time, but finally someone heard her after being on TikTok and becoming a sensation on there. A full story right now. She's with us, and by the way, a gay out country singer as well. We're so excited about Lily Rose being here. You there on the Zoom?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, can you see me? I can see you.
Yeah, this is perfect.
This is how every Zoom starts for me. It's like, oh my God, what's up wrong? Start video, where's the mute? Unmute yourself. What, where's that at?
It's a wild, wild time right now.
I know. So I'm so excited first for the song. I mean, I feel like this song is such a smash.
Thanks.
Tell us how the song came to be. And then I want to get into a little bit of the backstory, because it wasn't that long ago you were like a frontline worker, and all of a sudden now you're a big star. So tell me about Villain. Where did the song come from?
For sure. Wrote it in 2019 with Kyle Clark and Mackenzie Carpenter. And I had the title on my phone for a few months. A year before that, I'd gone through a breakup that, you know, I'm not from a small town, but social media these days is our small town, which is kind of mind blowing when you think about it. You're like, holy cow, that's right. And I had to actively choose to take the high road every day. I thought the breakup kind of went in a very amicable separation, and the other person did not find that to be the case. So walked into the room that day and I was like, hey, this is what I went through. I feel like this title is really special. And they're all like, holy cow, we've been through that too. Which everyone's been through that, you know, whether it's a boss or you're with your mom or a friend or romantic relationship. So yeah, it's cool.
How did that happen? Because TikTok seems to be launching careers these days. For you, was it just sort of like, oh, I'm going to have to give in to this a little bit? Like, I'm going to have to get on TikTok like everybody else is?
Yeah. I moved up here 4 years ago, and I've been chasing the artist thing for 8. And I was very reluctant to get on TikTok. It wasn't until I saw Priscilla and my buddy Andrew Janakis get record deals. I was sitting there, and I was just kind of like, I could keep fighting this, or I could really lean in, because why would I not? So I joined TikTok in October, and 6 weeks later, Villain went viral.
And when you say it goes viral, what were people doing on TikTok with the song?
They were just, I mean, I don't really know the deep ins and outs of how you show up on a four-year page on TikTok, but people were just commenting and losing their minds over it. And it was great. It actually went viral 3 times in 2 weeks, which is insane. I mean, it's just nuts.
Wow.
So okay. Just a lot of comments and shares, and all translating to actually pre-ordering the song. And we hit all genre number one, 8 of 10 days heading into Christmas, beating Mariah Carey. And
I love that. I love that TikTok's doing that for people. Even though I can't quite figure out TikTok myself, I don't know if I'm beyond it or if I'm not skilled enough to figure out the ins and outs of TikTok. I'm trying though. I think I'm slowly I'm evolving into maybe doing something on TikTok, but no dances. I promise that.
Hey, I've always, the biggest advice that I could give anybody with TikTok is just the authenticity is what I think translates for fans, especially for artists and stuff. So I'm not a big dancer or any of the gimmicky things myself, but it's an incredible tool that has helped us reach fans in a year that we're not able to meet them, you know? So yeah. I'm very thankful for it.
You also have a great collection of songs. I love all that I've heard so far from you, including Green Light, which I think is like a standout also.
Thank you. It's my least streamed song, but I just love that song.
Oh, that song, I mean, that song is the shit. That is a great song.
Dude. It is. Yeah. I can't wait to play it live. I'm so ready.
Yeah. Is that on the horizon right now? Are you looking at possibly sometime this year?
For getting out on the road again?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The shows are coming in hot. The radio shows and just kind of where I'm at in my career and these opening slots, it seems like these venues that maybe it's just a grass field, they're creating venues because people are just dying for live music.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. I think we're all ready to get out of the house and back out and seeing music. I'm no doubt about that. But it really wasn't that long ago that you were, like you said, October, that you were delivering groceries during the pandemic to people, which you may have delivered to my house because that's all we've done. Dude. And I know you were delivering what in the Gulch when you got the call. What tell me the story. What happened?
Yeah. So I have worked a ton of part-time jobs even through the pandemic and picked up the grocery delivery. And you know, it was, I guess, November 30th. So right after Thanksgiving, and was delivering in the Gulch and my car battery died, and didn't have a whole lot of money in my bank account, but enough to get AAA over, jump my car, and go buy a new car battery. And the next
I think day, you said you had $172 and the battery is $162. Am I right about that?
Yeah, $163. So I was left with $9 bucks. But the cool thing about delivering groceries is it's instant pay. So I was like, okay, well, I can then go work all day and like just try to get things back. And the next day, Villain went viral, and I had recently met with Rekia Marshall, who had just left BMG and started her company Backblocks. And she actually told me no, that she didn't have the bandwidth to sign me as a development artist or a publishing. And I was like, damn. So she was my first call when Villain went viral. She was like, hey, are we doing this thing? Let's get you a record deal. So I'm
That's
very
awesome.
And now she manages me, which is pretty funny.
I love the turnaround. Your folks did something that was very dangerous early on, which is buy you a drum set.
Hey, they did a lot of probably dangerous things now that I'm entering adulthood and I'm an adult, but, you know, entering maybe a phase of life where I'm going to have kids one day. And my biggest advice that I tell parents is if your three-year-old wants at the Mexican restaurant and that person that is not very good at guitar, if they want to stay and watch them for a little bit longer, let them do it. Cause my parents always did. And my parents always gave me the dollar bill to go and tip any artist that was playing in a restaurant or anything like that. And then, yeah, they leaned in. I was an athlete. And when I said, I want to play drums, they were like, I feel like this kid actually's got rhythm. So let's give it a whirl, which is great.
So you self-taught?
Yeah. Yeah. Piano and guitar, all of them.
Well, and when it comes to music and sort of having an ability, maybe that could make a career. Yeah. When did you realize that?
You know, I started writing songs when I was in high school. And then when I got to college, I feel like I just kind of started partying, which was fun. Took a little breather from the music thing. And then my sophomore year of college, I was 19 years old, that I was kind of like, I'll try Lily Rose. You know, that's not my real last name. So, you know, tried to dive into it and haven't turned around since.
You must have Googled Lily Rose so many times. Well, we all Google ourselves, let's admit it. But I mean, I Google myself like maybe 7 times a day. Is that too much, you think?
Yeah, that's normal.
But you do, when you Google Lily Rose, let's see here, Johnny Depp's daughter comes up mostly, right? I mean.
Yep. You know, hey, if we can get this thing to number one on country radio, maybe get a crossover hit, hopefully within the near future, I will be the first Lily Rose that you Google.
We got to clear her out of the way. Is it true? See, I love this factoid. Your mom was a fitness guru. And I don't know, that might have been like so annoying, though, having your mom be like into fitness stuff growing up. Was it annoying or was it something that really stuck with you and became a positive?
Yeah, like I was saying, I was an athlete. So I'm really thankful for just kind of having two parents that always taught me working out for my wellness and not for my mental wellness and physical wellness. So I always really enjoyed it. She's still a fitness guru and she's a health coach. So she gets me off my ass to make sure I'm doing everything I need to, which is great.
Yeah. Beyond Villain, I know you're working on new music right now. And it's so interesting how you do the music because, I mean, you have a fairly humble room where you work, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really cool. My closest co-writer, who's also my producer, Matt Morrissey, produced all of the songs that are chilling on Spotify and iTunes right now, but he's getting to co-produce with Joey Moy, who is the 45 weeks in a row top producer in country music. So it's been a really cool experience for the both of us diving into this new music with both of them working on it.
You know what I loved, particularly, I guess, in Greenlight, was that you didn't stray from using pronouns that match how you feel.
Sure.
And that's a little chancy, let's face it. I mean, it's sort of unfortunate that it is, but you know, I love that you did that and that you speak your truth as an out gay artist. Was there any reluctance to do that? Or was that just like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna be me?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I write a song, I've been writing with a lot of new people lately, as you can imagine. And I always enter the room saying, hey, I'm a songwriter and an artist, so we're going to write the best song of the day. And I think that hits most of the time don't use pronouns at all, whether you're gay, straight, female, male, whatever you are. You know, Villain's got no pronouns in it. It makes it a little more relatable. But if it serves the song, I think, you know, why dance around it? That's who I am. My girlfriend's all over all my stuff. I'm very proud to be, you know, an out country artist. So my hope is as we continue to grow this thing, when I'm, you know, headlining a theater or whatever it is and people know the words, when that green light chorus hits, they go, girl, let's go. It's great. You know, I love it.
Yes. I would love, maybe it's green light or maybe it's Villain, but, maybe perform. I know we have our concert for Love and Acceptance in June every year.
Yeah.
That we do with CMT and GLAAD. And anyway, it's a great show. And actually last year was probably our best show because it was all virtual. So we're able to line up, you know, artists from their homes, and a lot of people can contribute a lot more than maybe could show up in Nashville for it, like a show. So as we did in years past. So I would love to have you on that because I think it'd be great to have you part of it.
Man, I would be beyond humbled to be a part of that. And I mean, Leslie Fram is one of my favorite people in town. Yes. So anything I can do for you and Leslie and CMT, I'm yes. there. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's amazing and a huge supporter of our community. So I would be thrilled to have you on that. And I think it'd be such a, I mean, we just don't have a lot of people like you to represent. So it's so cool to, and especially at your level of talent.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. We got to have a beer 10 and have a good time. It's been such a blast. I've looked up to you for so long, and you and Shane and some of the other people are the people who have paved the way. You know, walk so I can run over here and trying to help some kids sprint down the line. So I appreciate you and everything you've done.
Thank you. Isn't it amazing that I almost don't even think twice about it anymore. Like, and I think a lot of maybe new artists don't even think twice. Like, I could do this. It doesn't matter. I used to think something, this would limit me, but now it doesn't. It's almost, let's be honest, it's almost a plus. It's almost like it enhances everything that you are to be an out gay artist.
Yeah, it's wild. I've been very, very thankful for sonically where country music is. My music fits right in. And also just being 2021 and everybody here is extremely kind to me, and same with LA. So I'm excited to change some parts in this genre because I think we need it.
You got a lot of great fans in Georgia as well. I keep up with all the guys down there in radio, and they all are raving about you. So, and I know you're doing some shows and some cool stuff in the future, radio stuff down there. So keep riding the wave, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, I can't wait. Thanks, Cody.
Okay, thanks, Lily.
This has been Cody Cast. Subscribe now on iTunes. Listen anytime on the iHeartRadio app. Cody is heard on hundreds of radio stations across America and seen on CMT Hot 20 Countdown every weekend. For more, go to cmtcody.com.